Give your attention to the record of the naming of our Lord Jesus as it's found in Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, this night, send your Holy Spirit to this place through the your living and active word, and through the feeble act of preaching, you might do those marvelous works that you and you alone do in the hearts of your people. We ask and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You know, I used to, when I was preaching before all adults, I would listen to Handel's Messiah to sort of get pumped up. When I got the assignment of preaching the children's sermon on Christmas Eve, I would listen to Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone. That being the case, let's begin. Kids, I'm going to need your help tonight. You need to give me a little hand here. I'm looking for a place. You need to help me identify this place. It's a place where a cowboy rides an ostrich, where a train has a caboose with square wheels, where there's a toy boat that sinks instead of floats, a squirt gun that squirts jelly instead of water, and there's a jack-in-the-box named Charlie. What is this place? Where? Has anybody remember? Yes. I know David knows. How many adults know where this place is? It's the Island of Misfit Toys. Believe it or not, it was a place of refuge. It wasn't a particularly happy place. The toys that were there looked forward to being delivered on Christmas Eve to a home where they could make children happy, and they would be happy making them happy. But the future was pretty bleak in that place, and in fact, even Rudolph the Misfit Reindeer, for a while, was a refugee in that place. And so, the first time that production was shown on television, it showed a scene of all the toys on the Misfit Island singing the most wonderful day of the year. The only problem is that in the original production, Santa and Rudolph did not stop by the island. Was that a good ending for the toys on the island or a bad ending? It was a bad ending. And it was so bad that the people who saw it complained so loudly that it was an inappropriate, a terrible ending, that the next year in the production, they added a scene. And that scene was that Santa and Rudolph the Misfit stopped by the Island of Misfit Toys and picked up all the misfits that had been made fit and delivered them to a home on Christmas Eve. I propose to you that we live, you and me, we live on the Island of Misfit Toys. We are misfit for heaven. The Apostle Paul in Romans says it like this. It says, there is no one who is righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one, not even one, who is fit. You know, the truth is, that's us. We all have that no-no heart. Maybe it showed up when we were two, right? And maybe it showed up through our lives as God's gospel came to us and said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And we said, no, no, not now. And our lives were marked with no-nos until Christ came to us and changed our heart. And even as we grow as Christians, sometimes we live like we're not fit for heaven. We're not yet been made ready to live in that place where Christ is. You know, we're not a squirt gun that squirts jelly, but out of our mouths come some pretty mean and nasty things we say to people. And our lives might be a train, and we have put Christianity as a caboose. And sometimes that caboose, we say, that has square wheels. We just sort of think it's a drag, if you would. But we're not yet fit for that place because we don't yet realize what Christ has done for us as he is making us fit. And that's why he came, and redemption's dawn should be for every one of us, every one of us as misfit toys, a day of great celebration, joyous celebration. Many of us, young and old, are going to wake up tomorrow morning with the joy that only Christmas can bring. And when you wake up with anticipation of whatever you're anticipating, before you do that, take a minute and think about what Jesus did, about how far he came and what he suffered to make toys like me and like you who were misfits fit for heaven. Now, this is a children's sermon, but I would remind all of us of what Jesus said. He said, unless you receive the kingdom as a little child, you will not enter it. It is a children's sermon for every child of God. It is so simple as receiving the gift. And in that gift, that faith in Christ, we who are misfits are made fit. And so I, as an old and not yet completely fit toy, not yet completely ready for heaven, say to all of you who admit the same condition, who embrace the same Savior, I say to you, Merry Christmas, a really merry and joyous Christmas, because what Christ has done has and will make you and me fit for heaven. Amen?